Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Right out of the gate, we want to get to our guest, right? Because he's on a time crunch. Am I right about that, Josh?
Yeah, it's a busy week for him.
He's talking to a lot of people, and from what I gleaned from watching him last night on Mike's weather page, he's kind of in the bullseye. So let's get Mike.
I did not like his post last night. He posted a little scary post on Facebook last night.
Well, I think there are a lot of guys that are out there that are doing this, and we've had Mike on the show before. Mike, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. We're here to talk hurricanes, and it's funny because we do get, I don't know if you're like me, Mike, but you get a false sense of security when you get midway through September. You kind of say, hey, okay, not bad. And then pow. And it seems like overnight. There's the system. It's spinning down there off of Cuba. Right. And I wrote down this morning, this one makes me nervous just because it hasn't even formed yet, or maybe it's forming as we speak. As we tape this 8:18 Eastern time on Tuesday morning. What's the very latest, and has anything changed since I walked away from my television probably an hour and a half ago?
Well, these things take time. I refer to them almost like watching a soap opera. You know, I mean, yeah. It's like a ongoing update. Oh, what's next? You know, and I mean, you hit the nail on the head. And one part of my messaging that I try to get out every year is that once football and fall comes around, it just seems like it stops. Hurricane season's over. People have hurricane hangover, I call it.
Oh, absolutely.
We're done with it. We're hyped up in April and May about the record season coming, and people are expecting, you know, 25 storms by now.
Right.
But I'm telling you, it does not matter how many storms we get. It's like people want 25 storms, but if 25 storms turn into the ocean as fish storms, it's that one storm you got to worry about, and that's what defines a season. So this one, I was just at the gas station. Half people there don't even know what's coming. The other half, we're out of gas. So I don't think people are paying attention on a system because it's not named yet, and it's 2 days away. It's like I don't think I've ever really seen a PTC forecast to be a major hurricane. So
It be possible at this point? I know you know a lot of people. Would it be possible to get this system named after this show?
Oh, you mean like any moment? You mean
like Hurricane Mike O'Mara Show. Because they say any press is good press, right?
Yeah, well, I like the name Mike. I mean, hell, let's
on a serious note, what is it that you posted last night that flipped Josh out? What was your Facebook post?
Oh, there's a little alcohol in
I've got it right here.
Oh, good. Read away, won't
you? 8 hours ago. Going to bed tonight, I am worried. Worried about the what ifs. Worried that no one's taking this serious. This system in an area that historically can be something big, and because something big, fast.
Yeah, okay, here's the thing about it, and this is why even down here outside of the cone of death in Fort Myers, Florida, you know, we're going to see some effects of it, but I still don't trust that forecast because we've had those. I remember a little storm just a couple of years ago that was going up to Tampa. Just like this one, little thing called Ian, and it hasn't formed yet, and it's going to form rapidly when it does. Right. Did they? Here's one question I have for you: did they expect this thing to be formed by now, at least into a tropical system?
No.
So they're accurate.
It's following, and the reason I brought those concerns up is obviously Ian was one that caught so many people off guard because they were focusing on the center part of that cone.
Yep.
The intensity models that I follow and I've researched and post, you know, they're showing 920, 930 range hurricane, you know, and it's a wide system. So like we got 5 to 8 foot surge for the Tampa Bay area. I don't think we ever had that hit us. And that means massive evacuations are coming for Pinellas County. I know it. People are going to be like, what? We're being evacuated. And then the winds, like if it does go to Tallahassee, you know, that's a lot of population up there and a lot of trees that never have experienced this. So and the other thing that I try to stress is the inland effects. Like, so this system's going to have far reaching East Coast impacts. And you guys especially, we're going to see feeder bands as early as Wednesday, and they're going to have tornado warnings in them.
Right.
So yeah, it's you know, I never want to sound like I'm hyping, but I think it's my job, from what I've learned with hurricanes, to kind of put almost the worst case, because
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, you got to be ready. Yeah,
you know, they
you know, look, all you have to do is take a look at an area after one of these things, which I've done, and I have my family on the East Coast during Ian, and then came back over right away. And when you see tons of shipping, and I'm talking about the entire shrimp boat fleet, and we're not talking about small ships here. We're talking about massive shrimp boats made of steel, steel-hulled vessels that have been tossed onto a parking lot from the bay and just thrown up on the bay. It is, and then you go over to Fort Myers Beach and you see what water can do. And it ain't the wind, guys. Right. It's what Mike was just talking about, the storm surge. So, you know, I'm in Tampa right now. I'm making my arrangements. Good. I mean, at least you make those arrangements. Right. I'm watching it every hour of every day here.
Like funeral arrangements?
Arrangements to get out of Dodge.
Oh, and okay. Very good.
To evacuate and go and have, look, they say none of these old cliches are cliches to me anymore. They're all real, and it's have a plan. And have a plan for, we have a lot of listeners in the Tampa Bay area. And, you know, I just think that it freaks me out to hear that you're like at the gas station and you're hearing people that, you know, half of them aren't even aware of it. It does seem like a false sense of security until it's right on top of people.
Too late. Yeah. And just for example, I went to Chili's for dinner last night. And
good choice.
I love Chili's. Well, but three of the four that were there looked at me sideways. Swear to God, this happens more and more every year. I think people are turning off the news. They're turning off, you know, they turn their heads for days, and next thing you know, it's upon us. And what happened with, like you mentioned, in Fort Myers, so many old-time Floridians, you know. So my tone this year has been, don't be stubborn. I've turned into a Debbie Downer. Like, as you get older,
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. So my post this morning was about the surge, and I'm like, and if this doesn't happen, don't get mad, because it might not happen for everybody.
Well, you're living this minute by minute. Give us the very latest that you have on timetable, track, intensity, all the good stuff.
Well, it's the track has been on point, which is good. We haven't seen a lot of wiggle and wobble. The steering currents are there, but it's a wide-reaching system. So I think a lot of folks in the peninsula are focused on that center line and that eyeball, and they're not realizing that we're going to see effects way inland. That's why we have hurricane watches up, which are going to turn to warnings south of Tampa Bay. And then the surge is a huge factor. And along with the flooding rains, our saturation levels in Florida are very high. We've had a lot of rain.
It's been one of the wettest summers I ever remember down there.
So they're worried about trees going down easier. So, and of course, whoever gets that eye, if it is a 920, 930 millibar, it's total devastation.
What is that category when you say that?
Four. And I saw a few runs hitting five. So there.
I saw three today. Right before I came in here, has that changed at all?
No,
or?
No. Officially a three. And what worries me is they have that three. And this is one beef that I would love them to change. They have the three several miles off shore. It's what it does from that three to landfall. And most of the models are showing it intensified before landfall. The next marker's inland, so you get that false sense of, what's it do from three to the landfall? So,
and I want to emphasize that point, Mike, because years ago when I did a documentary, just narrating, but I got a lot of the information and it stuck when I did that documentary. The track they've gotten much better at. They're really good at it. It's amazing that they're able to do it. But the intensity, that is not only subject to change at the last hour, but it is also more difficult to predict.
Well, and part of the tone of last night's message was these global models that we use, the GFS, the Euro, they don't do a very good job with intensity. So people see a 980 millibar system, they're like, they're hyping it. So that's my worry, like you just mentioned. The Gulf of Mexico, so one last stat, the most amazing stat to me is the United States has had 10 hurricanes that have hit as 150 miles an hour or greater, okay? Nine of those were tropical storms 3 days before. Okay, 3 days before, there were only tropical storms. Ian was 55 mile an hour on Monday. It was 160 on Wednesday. That's hard to believe, and people think you're hyping, but it happens, and it's going to happen again. And that's why the conditions in the Gulf are so favorable for development. And it's scary for a lot of Mets to go out on a limb, I think. And that's why it's tough doing what I do, because you get a lot of criticism, but you almost have to go with gut feeling anymore. I called it hurricane heat the other day. Like, we get this intense high pressure that builds over Florida before with these massive hurricanes. And we had it the last few days. And so we got to watch it close, take it serious, and don't be stubborn.
I don't want to turn this into anything like, you know, political or anything argumentative, but is it getting worse? Is the water getting warmer and it's causing it to get worse? What is making it more, or is it just more accurate statistic keeping? Is it getting worse?
Well, yeah, because if you think about it, we had Andrew in 92.
Right.
I really wasn't involved as much as I am now, but I don't think we really had anything until 04. Like, there was a long stretch of, like, no news breaking hurricanes. So, you know, since 16 and 17, it seems like every year we have some massive storm, right, be it Harvey or, you know, I can name them off. It seems like every year we have that one storm. And, there are statistical 30-year averages, and I put them out there. I don't turn political, but we are warmer. I don't know what it was 500 years ago.
Irrefutable. And I want to bring up a point about the Gulf of Mexico on the Florida coast. If you take a big bucket and you try to splash the bucket of a big deep bucket, you try to splash that water out of that bucket, it's not as easy as if you take a similar size width of bucket, but you make it real shallow.
Like,
then that water just easily gets pushed out. And that's the Gulf Coast. That's why the storm surge here is so intense, and it happens so quickly. Am I right about that?
Right. Correct. Shallow shelf, slow moving systems. You know, take your hand in a bathtub and just push that water, you know, and it goes, it builds. Hurricane Ike was a category 2, and it was 20 foot of storm surge. So, you know, every storm's different. That's the problem. I feel so bad for these forecasters, because Charlie was 6 to 8 foot. You know, Ian was almost double, triple that, you know. You're right. And the Gulf's just so hot. We have the Gulf Stream. You know, Jimmy Buffett sung about it. The squalls out on the Gulf Stream. Well, that is fuel. That is hot water. And these things are riding up this loop current right now. And if we have a weird phenomenon in the Atlantic, this is the hottest part of the whole ocean, and we get bad hurricanes. So that's kind of why I raised the threat a little bit, because, you know, we see them. We're going to see them again.
Yeah, we are. Mike, thanks so much for all the information. We know you're a busy guy today, and you're going to be doing some other interviews. So please, you are your town exactly. Where is it again? Where are you located?
Well, so I live in Oldsmar, which is the top of Tampa Bay. And I got a room reservation for my girls in Lakeland, and my mom and dad. I mean, we have surge that's showing Tampa Road underwater. Now, I have a hard time believing that, but that water in that bay pushes up Tampa side too. I mean, it you know, they're showing higher surge than we saw with Idalia, and a lot of flooding happened with Idalia, and that was not a strongest storm. So,
right.
I think Pinellas County, and my gut is people are going to be hearing evacuation orders soon, and it'll wake everybody up. Like, what are you talking about? And that'll prove right there that nobody listens.
I hope they do.
Keep screaming, Mike. Keep
loss screaming, of life, people on the beach surfing, all the stupid stuff. I tell you, once you get one, the world changes, and we are vigilant down here. We are watching it every minute, even though we are on we're on the tough side, the east side of it. But we'll feel effects of it. We've got feeder bands in over us now that are on the not feeder bands as much as pop ups that are part of this system. It's massive. It's going to be another one of these massive storms that we get. And I just wanted, before we let you go, as far as our man Josh on the other side of the state over in St. Augustine, Florida, that once that hits land, is it going to go anywhere near the other side at all?
There'll be some sneaky. See, and the problem with watches and warnings, sometimes they have to issue them 48 hours advance. So we're kind of seeing the progression. And I think a lot of people say, oh, I'm only in a watch. Well, that watch is 48 hours. Warning comes 36 hours. So the main threat in St. Augustine is going to be an isolated feeder band. I mean, it's no worse, honestly, than an afternoon thunderstorm. This is not going to stop and stall. So unless you're in that core, cone, it might not be any worse than what we get in the summertime.
And Washington D.C. still misty through the weekend?
Oh, my brain's focused on.
Yeah. I'm only kidding you, Mike. I'm sorry.
Our favorite football or what? I don't even.
Are our favorite weather geek. We appreciate it. You do. We know you'll be doing it for the next few days. And if you want to go to find out about this, and you're near this, or you want to find out just because you're curious, it's mikesweatherpage.com. You can Google Mike's weather page and get there this way. Mike, we appreciate you taking the time to chat with us. Stay safe, okay?
Yeah, and I'm storm chasing, so tune in if this thing. I'm that crazy guy in the middle of the eye. So
I'll be looking at you. I'll be watching you. Right. Absolutely. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. That's Mike from Mike's weather page, and we sit and we watch. And the paranoia when I wrote down that this one makes me nervous is because it's not exactly the same track. The other one, Ian came down.
Well, they never
underneath
are exact,
the
right?
Ian came down under the peninsula. But it's in the same vicinity. So
no one understands how wide these storms are.
They're massive.
They see the core, and it's like, oh, the core is going to miss Fort Myers, but you're going to get all that rain on the back end.
Right, right. Yeah. It's a weird, weird time, you know.
The good news is he's got a place for his folks in Lakeland, and I think that's where those sexy seniors live. So they should have a great week.
I have, Lakeland is interesting because I have one of my locations is Lakeland.
One of where you go to when they
But with Ian, I was doing that before I went over to Fort Lauderdale because it changed its direction, and so but that's one of my go-tos. It's weird being to try to communicate what being a Floridian down here is like. I don't want to say the majority because I don't think it's the majority. However, a S-ton of people stay put. And if I went down my street right now, I would say it's conservative. Every third house has a whole house generator because they hang in there. I have never had a generator, and my plan, because they say have a plan, is get out of Dodge. When when we're not in that sphere, we're very aware of the rain and everything else. However, being as far inland as I am, I don't. If we did okay with Ian, we'll do okay with pretty much. That's pretty much a Cat 4 direct hit, and we were okay. So I keep an eye on it. But even if that's coming directly at Fort Myers, doesn't matter that I'm inland. I get out of Dodge. That's my plan. I leave. And if you are somebody listening to my voice right now and you don't have a plan, I would recommend wholeheartedly that you don't run out and scramble and try to get stuff. You make an arrangement, if you can, if you have the means to do it, to get your family out of Dodge and go somewhere where it's safe. And in the case of this storm, you can go to the other side. Southeast Florida would be a place that has plenty of opportunities for motels to stay at with your family. But be aware, all you have to do is take a peek and see, the time lapse. You've all seen it. I showed you stuff on the show from what storm surge does. That's the whole enchilada with these. Yes, there are tornadoes. Yes, there are high winds. Yes, media loves to show the roofs blowing off. But make no mistake, coastal areas, low-lying areas with storm surge and a shallow shelf get absolutely whacked. We had it at Mexico Beach. We had it at Fort Myers Beach, and we'll see what's happening. But everybody, please stay safe.
The people stay put and sort of, is it because they don't want to miss a dental appointment?
That's a senior citizen joke. I appreciate that.
They're very scheduled, Mike.
It is truly what Mike said. It's complacency. Yeah.
It's a lot of stubbornness.
Yeah,
I see it on the. I saw it on Facebook this morning as parents would ask on the school pages and stuff. Hey, is school going to be closed on Thursday? How are people preparing for this? And then you get the people who are longtime Florida people, and they think if you are asking about a hurricane, you just moved here. You need to get out of our state. You don't know how to handle this.
Yeah, they're shaking their cane.
The long term people are like, we just have a party down the street, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, and it's stupid. And those are the same people that won't react to something until it directly hits them over the head. I consider the whole area. I am across the street from a neighborhood where my buddy's house was destroyed. Mm-hmm. And it took him 8 months, 9 months to rebuild. And many, many people just across the Tamiami Trail, named after Tampa and Miami, and across the street.
Mike, it's a portmanteau. It's a combination of two words.
There it is. A portmanteau. Very good. See, there's the magna. But I couldn't believe that that happened. So I was enlightened about this. My wife's business. 6 foot plus storm surge. We got some thinking to do because it'll take out the shopping center she's in. So it's a scary time.
But you also brought up, Mike, the biggest stupid people of all are the surfers. And why does it bother me so much?
Because they are usually an hour to 2 to 3 hours away from a devastating situation down there.
And
that's what they were. And nobody knows what, whether they got off the island, whether they, and by the way, it's an island, a sterile island. I want it. But by the way, What Mike was saying regarding Tampa, and we've heard this and we've heard this and we've heard this. We talk about the shallows. Apparently, Tampa Bay is really, really susceptible to this kind of a storm. So, and it's dodged many a bullet recently, but we'll have to wait and see what is. And this thing, the only good news, if you want to call it good news, is it is fast moving. Ian was not. Ian was a slow-moving storm, and it lasted and lasted and lasted, and that caused more devastation. So we shall see. I'll be here giving you updates tomorrow on what's going on for our world. And I think for the rest of you and the rest of the country, thank you for taking time to pay attention to this because it's very much a reality for all of us down here in South Florida. So good luck to everybody that's out there. And I think that the fatigue he was talking about regarding media in general may also be who the F wants election season to be over.
Oh, God. Absolutely.
It's not about anything other than the game. And I know it is. And because I am a politics junkie and I am even burned to a crisp with this poll and that poll and this poll.
Do you think anything would change if Election Day was tomorrow versus November, 4th?
I guess early voting has started in many areas, but this is just sometimes when I'm listening to it, I'm a news junkie as well, Rob, so I'm listening to these talking heads, and I can't help but get the impression when I'm listening to these that they want more than anything else. They want 3 days of this thing. They want this to be razor thin, not being able to call it, and it's just on and on and on. And I am burned to a crisp, especially with the lack of civility in our politics right now.
That's where the news organizations are making hay. They love it. They love a tight election. That's like a Christmas present. The fact is that I think the more sensible people, the non-surfers in the world as the hurricane approaches, we're worried about a peaceful transition of power. And I just want it to happen,
Just let's want the election to be over.
Please.
And I want to move on. I want 2 years of peace. I'll ask for three. Three? I think you're that's election season again. Once you get into three.
Yeah, but so. I mean, let's just hope for three. Three is nice. Three is a magic number.
I hope so. Are you burned on it, Josh?
I am in some ways. I just don't believe anything I see anymore.
Like that's not
because
a bad
every
way to go.
Every poll is every day it's a different thing. Every day they're clicking on the map and showing this is how Kamala gets to 270. This is how Trump gets to 270. Here's how we could have a stalemate and no one gets to 270.
It's a game. It's like this big giant game.
Oh, the Post put out a press release today. The five paths that we can take for Kamala. That was an entire press release for the Washington Post.
Yeah, so, and it just goes on and on and on. And I know that that's their job. That's what they have. But it's
with
just,
the election approaching. Josh, are you still on that text chain with J.D. Vance?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm pointing out the cats on the barbecues and.
Let me know if it comes up with
All right, I want to promote something. We've got the Naked Greed Money Grubbing Radiothon. Mm-hmm. Josh put up some great graphics for our Naked Greed Money Grubbing Radiothon that we will be underwriting our live show in Vegas.
Oh, is that the thing now?
That's the theme. We want to support us in Vegas. Even if you can't make it there, help us out, okay?
Yeah.
It's kind of expensive to travel out there, and we're doing the very best we can to put it all together. Can we see that again? I love that
yeah,
graphic.
Yeah, it's a great, it's beautiful. A great graphic.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes.
Next
October
time we'll look at the price of flights before we schedule a Vegas trip.
Yes. That's been a little problem. Josh, I have a question for you.
Josh,
I'm here. When are you planning on booking your flight?
Today.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
Will you put a
making
put
me a little nervous?
On,
you know?
Put a post on Facebook when you've done it, just so we know.
Well, I wanted to make sure I'm still working here. Come
like,
November.
Okay, I get.
I would think the worry would be after the show.
No, I'm. No, I just.
He's kidding, people. He knows he's working here.
It's a joke. I'm not planning to leave.
Yes.
Good.
I'm not planning to fire you either.
No, I just delayed it, and then I focused on other flights and figuring out baseball postseason has me all screwed up with my scheduling.
It's a priority for him, ladies and gentlemen.
And yeah.
He cares. He cares, and the Orioles are in the hunt.
And we've been deciding if the wife is going or not to Vegas, so that has been delaying things. But, yes, we talked this morning. I will be booking my flight today.
Well, good luck with everything. But, that just be aware of our Naked Greed Money Grubbing Radiothon.
Mike, what
it's
did
a
you
cocktail
consult,
show.
Other than postseason, what did you consult before you booked your flight?
Travelocity.
Oh, is that was your consultant? Yeah, I checked all the holy days of obligation.
Have they come down at all?
No, in fact, they've gone the other direction.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
Yeah,
isn't that
it
great?
Is.
So,
yeah, maybe I'll just drive.
Don't drive. Don't drive to Las Vegas, please.
No.
Drive
I'm
to
gonna
Las
take a
Vegas.
Bus.
I won't
take
drive
a bus,
to Las Vegas. That
Josh?
That is the decision I came up with for postseason baseball, though.
And whenever I talk about the Vegas show now or the Naked Greed Money Grubbing Radiothon, I will address him as Josh.
Good. I think
Josh,
it gives us excitement.
How can people support us on the Naked Greed Money Grubbing Radiothon to underwrite the live show in Las Vegas?
Yeah, later today. They will be able to pre-purchase their questions. So they can go on to the store.
Right.
And for $5 a question, they can give us $5.
Yes.
And they can ask a question, which we will then answer during the Naked Greed Money Grubbing Radiothon.
Josh! During the Naked Greed Money Grubbing Radiothon, underwriting the live show in Las Vegas, will people just be able to donate to the show?
They can donate, they can purchase. What are you looking for?
Just Naked Greed money.
Yeah, I would
they can,
say
they can
could...
send us, you know, questions start at $5.
Okay.
You can
all right.
spend even more. If
Very
you
good.
Think it's a really tough
but, I mean,
question,
I think that
put more
that's...
money behind it.
Okay, I get it. I get
and
it.
Then they and... could also just donate a question and then say, I have no question.
I just
Wouldn't
like
that be
you
lovely?
Guys.
Yeah, I think that'd be
so
lovely.
So that comes up October 5th, 7 p.m. It is a cocktail party show. Rob will be drinking Dr. Pepper.
I think Dr. Pepper.
Weird sodas?
Maybe I'll do some weird sodas. I'll go shopping.
We didn't get to that last time, right?
No,
with the. By the way, the last cocktail show, horrible energy. Absolutely horrible energy.
Don't worry, she might not be here.
It's not just her. It was the whole thing was weird.
That's why I quietly deleted it.
It was.
You cannot go back and watch that.
So you
no
never know
exists.
What's going to happen.
Well,
that's
to be
good.
Fair.
I mean, burn it. Put it in a trash can.
The last cocktail hour, the very first words out of your mouth are, I don't want to be here.
I remember that.
So that kind of set the tone.
Yeah, so that's why I said to Rob, it's not just Carrie. It was me too.
Yes.
I came in with a. I
However,
will not.
It was yes. not me. I was
no,
great.
You were great. You were absolutely great. Well, you are working at a disadvantage, and I don't want to make that like
no,
I want
fine.
You to change
right.
Or go back. I just want to say that it's going to be – I'm going to come in with costume for the Naked Greed Money Grubbing Radio.
You didn't even mention the fact we're going to be costumed.
We're going to be costumed. Doesn't have to be a Halloween costume. We're just going to be dressed in some kind of finery. If Rob wants to put his tuxedo jacket on, he can do that. If I want to come in with a weird hat, I can do that. It doesn't matter.
What if I were to go with a tuxedo and a pencil-thin mustache?
Fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. What if I really darkened my beard?
I'd love it. Like, really Blackstone it?
Yes, Blackstone beard. I might very well do that. I'm very excited. Josh, maybe a wig.
Maybe. I was looking at costumes because our kids want us to dress up for Halloween.
Okay, very
good. And I was looking at different adult costumes. And I saw one.
Adult like sexy or adult like size?
No, like appropriate for the show.
Okay.
Are you ready for my idea?
Well, yeah. I had an idea.
Let me give mine first.
My wife, and she told me no.
Oh, really? Okay. Maybe we have the same idea. Are you ready?
Okay.
Yeah. Beetle Josh.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
I knew Rob.
That's not a bad idea. I like that one.
Beetle Josh.
Except for the makeup.
Thank you,
Rob.
Might
be a bunch of makeup.
Pretty good, huh? Just came up with that one.
That's really sensational. It beats my idea for myself as I was considering buying an eyebrow pencil and coming as Jelly Roll.
Oh, God.
I like that one.
If you can do that.
Yes.
If you can do that. Oh, I'm being lapped by you guys already.
No, because these costumes for the
stream.
This
is fabulous. It's just a headshot. Yeah, it's just a headshot.
Yeah. Does he wear overalls? What does he wear?
I think he does wear overalls.
I'll have to get my overalls out and do Jelly Roll.
Oh, my God.
I like that.
Jelly Roll. Oh, Jelly Roll and Beetle Josh. Well, we got plenty of time to think about it, but don't forget, it's the Naked Greed Money Grubbing Radiothon to underwrite the live show in Las Vegas. We truly appreciate it. By the way, we are very, very excited to see you in Las Vegas. We have a ton of people, seriously, and I have to be serious about that, even when I say underwrite. For the people that are coming, bring your drinking shoes. There you go. That's all I wanted to say.
It's a thirsty crowd. That's
about
all.
That. And how's everything with Vegas? The people out in Vegas, are they happy, Josh? Are they looking forward to us coming out there?
Yes, they are. They have not responded to my emails in 2 weeks, and I'm a little annoyed. Okay. I put in a phone call yesterday.
Okay. All right.
Is it good that they don't?
But they're fine.
But we're all set. We're all set. We've got contracts and everything all worked out with them.
We're done.
I'm just concerned that the lady who I've been dealing with has not been getting back to me.
All right. Okay. Will you let me know as soon as she does?
I will.
We still have the place. We've got the pool deck.
Everything's all set.
Everything's fine. And we're going to be just down in the casino. This nothing lady, formal.
Right. She's probably just preparing for the hurricane or something.
I'm not sure they're getting a hurricane in Las Vegas, but
it's
going
to be very, very exciting. I really look forward to it. Now, last thing before we get to the roundtable here, I want to talk to Josh Soroka. And, man, I'm trying to goose my wife to like this show. So Josh rolls on me a couple of times with a reco for this particular program called Bad Monkey with Vince Vaughn.
Now, this is not the chimp documentary. This is a different show.
No. Bad Monkey, it's a Carl Hiaasen piece. He's involved in it. And
he's great.
For those of you that love his books down here that all take place around Florida, this is the goods. If you want to be distracted from your troubles, I love the old school style of this show. I love the detective angle of this show. And as far as Vince Vaughn is concerned, ladies and gentlemen, this is written for Vince Vaughn. It is perfect for Vince Vaughn.
And it's the right balance of young Vince Vaughn and old Vince Vaughn.
Absolutely. Flawless
as far as this is concerned. You need to explain that, like his attitude? Or do they
Here it is, Rob. There's the swingers Vince Vaughn where he's a smartass.
Yeah, sure.
And then it's the old Vince Vaughn where he's the dramatic actor.
Right.
And then there's the in-between Vince Vaughn where he was the circus clown with Owen Wilson.
Right.
This is the young swingers Vince Vaughn and the old dramatic actor Vince Vaughn. And this hybrid
works for an
absolute win. It's really fantastic. It takes place in Miami and the Keys, which I love as a backdrop for television shows.
They say that Carl Hiaasen captures Florida better than any author ever has. Just the flavor of it.
And the shooting of this, being a Floridian, I love the backdrop and real backdrop. When he's riding a bicycle down the main street on Duval Street and you're going by Sloppy Joe's, that rocks my world. I love that. So check it out, Bad Monkey on,
It's on Apple.
Just one of them streamers.
It's on Apple.
Hey, Apple.
question about Vince Vaughn, and I'm curious because I don't know if we've ever discussed it. Did you ever watch his, and it wasn't his, I think it was Gus Van Sant who did it, but his shot-for-shot remake of Psycho where he played Norman Bates?
No.
It's the weirdest thing. I don't know if it's everywhere on a streamer. I have the DVD, but...
Now, hold on. Let me ask you what that means. So you're talking about the recreation of Psycho, and he did it shot-for-shot?
Shot-for-shot. Everything is identical.
It came out in the 90s.
Yeah, like
90... It was
90,
like late 90s.
95, 96, 98. 98. And it is so weird because Psycho, I mean, say what you will about me, but I think two of my favorite movies in the world are to watch at Christmas are Holiday Inn and Psycho. And every time that my mom and I make fruitcakes, we watch Holiday Inn and Psycho.
We're both broken. That's why I like Mommy Dearest at Thanksgiving.
Psycho is, I have it just such a part of my brain. I love it. I think the house is a great character in Psycho. So they put this movie out and I watched it and it's almost like a fever dream because you're seeing the same thing, but different. The line reads.
Is it black and white?
No, it's in color. And they had to build a new Psycho house and everything. Anne Heche is the lady that Marion Crane. And it's just...
So I didn't know that when it came out. It was pretty successful, wasn't it?
No, it was a disaster. Hold on one second.
Oh, it was a disaster. Because I knew that that Vince Vaughn was in this movie. I didn't realize that they were doing it matching the shots for... It was Alfred Hitchcock, right?
Yeah, it's the old Hitchcock movie. I didn't know it was shot for shot.
Look at that room. Look at that stuff. God, that guy has a lot of
his collection.
Stuff, doesn't he?
And that's the stuff that's nicely organized.
Yeah,
Mike, absolutely. As you know, I have the collector's edition.
There you go.
Oh, I'm looking. It's available on all the purchase streaming services.
Okay, so they have. It is Gus Van Sant who directed it. It's Anne Heche and Vince Vaughn, and if I am not mistaken. Also, yeah, Julianne Moore and Viggo Mortensen. So it's got star power.
Okay.
It's just a surreal experience, especially if you know Psycho very, very well. It's a great double feature, but it's just he is as creepy as Norman Bates as anyone can be. He's
and
a great
young,
creep.
Skinny Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So he's a great creep in it.
So either check out. Check that out from the Reco from Retro Ronnie over here, and then check out Bad Monkey that's on Apple, and you will be highly entertained.
If we have one more minute, have either of you taken in the new Matlock?
It's a lady, right?
No, it's Bates.
It's a lady.
Right?
Yeah, it's Kathy Bates. And it is twisted and weird, and Carrie thinks it won't go. I think it will go. I think they've got a weird plot structure that is revealed at the end. No spoilers here. It's not what you're anticipating, but Kathy Bates, Jason Ritter. Oh, Mike, a new chance for you to do Beau Bridges too. And boy, is he Beau Bridges.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Beau Bridges. Yeah,
you run a successful law firm, Beau.
Hey, Robbie. What role does Beau Bridges play?
He plays he runs the law firm that Kathy Bates wants to be a part
attorney,
of.
Yes.
And his son is Jason Ritter.
Hey, Jason Ritter, how you doing? Beau Bridges.
Not to mention my brother Jeff Bridges, who's coming over here. Yes, sirree. I'm a lawman. I'm a Texas Ranger. There we go.
And I'm his brother Beau.
Yes, sirree. We're the Bridges brothers coming up here.
I'm not sure I would watch Matlock with spots on CBS, but it's a good 42 minutes on Paramount Plus. So check
Hi,
it out.
Hi, Rob. I'm Jeff Bridges. I'm going to be doing a redo of Psycho. Ooh,
who do you
look
play?
At that lady. I play the mother. Yeah. All right.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we got the round table. And later on in the show, something new for my perv feed that I'm really not all that in favor of. But it's not like I look away. We will be back. And later on, some beautiful video right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Stay safe, Floridians. We'll keep you posted on that as well, even though people listen to this show 5 days later. Right along.
God,
yes.
Mother.
I'm covering all the bases here.
I hear you.
Welcome back, Pesty.
Yay, Pesty.
Yeah. Let's face it, everybody has to deal with bugs in and around your house. If bugs are even a minor problem for you, you have to check out our next sponsor, Pesty. They are wonderful. Summer winding down, people, and the nights are getting colder. Spiders, ants, other bugs. They're looking to find somewhere warm to nest.
I don't like testes. Spiders and snakes, Mike.
I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me. Like I want to be loved by you.
Stafford.
With Pesties do-it-yourself pest control, you can make sure they don't choose your house.
Mike, I've used my bug Pesty. It is easy. It took me like maybe 12 minutes to do my entire house, and I didn't get an ant all summer. And we got ant trouble. I'll be honest with you. There's ants in my neighborhood.
We got ants right here in River City.
And it just totally deleted the problem. Thank you, Pesty. It's fantastic.
Pesty is on a mission to provide pro-grade pest control products at an affordable price. With Pesty, there's no more waiting all day with stacks of cash for the bug guy to show up when you can't spray it yourself. You can just spray it yourself, folks, in a few minutes. Pesty makes a customized treatment plan for you based on your locations, bugs, and climate. And the best part, Pesty is kid and pet friendly, so you don't have to worry about their safety. Plus, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked. Now is the time to protect people. Protect your home from bugs for less with Pesty. Head to pesty.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's pesty.com/TMOS for 10% off. And make sure you use our promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you, ladies and gentlemen. Time for the round table, people. What happened? Where'd that come
hot news, from? Josh. This is hot news that you need. Right news off the you presses. Can use.
This didn't technically come from a tabloid, but it is a pretty dubious claim.
Good setup.
So it should be treated with just as much skepticism.
Understood.
Singer Jaguar Wright claims that Diddy is raising money by selling tapes of his freak-offs. You've heard about his freak-offs?
I have. I've been to two
of them. Baby oil and all. Yeah, sure. Apparently he's selling this on the dark web. We don't have any corroboration. Attention sports fans, do you love winning? Of course you do. That's why you need to check out Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million members. It's super easy. Just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections, sit back, and watch the winnings roll in. How about a guaranteed win every week in September? Yep. Just one, yes, one, Caleb Williams passing yard gets you a win each football weekend this month. That's 4 weeks of easy W's. But don't sleep on it. This deal vanishes when September ends. But wait, there's more. Worried about injuries ruining your lineup? Relax. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. If your player leaves the game in the first half and doesn't return, your lineup stays in play. No more stressing over those unexpected injuries. This weekend, I'm taking Derrick Henry for more than 70 rushing yards and Daniel Jones for less than 193 passing yards. Two picks I feel great about. The best part is you can win up to 100 times your money with just 4 correct picks. So what are you waiting for? Download the Prize Picks app today, use code TMOS, and get $50 instantly when you play just $5. That's right, $50 free. Just for giving it a shot. More winning, less stressing. Prize Picks is where the fun begins. With MyBookie, you're not just watching football, you're cashing in on the action. Risk-free bets, thousands in cash prizes, and epic rewards every single week. The best part is, you can bet on any game, anytime, anywhere, straight from your phone. Check out MyBookie.ag and use our code Mike O'Mara to get started. It's MyBookie's 10-year anniversary, and they're rolling out the red carpet for bettors. Bet big and bet confident with risk-free Thursdays. If your boosted bet doesn't hit, you'll get your money back. Weekly, no sweat, win-win bets all season long. For those of you who have been playing with MyBookie, they've got something for you too. A brand new loyalty rewards program. In MyBookie Plus, it's simple. The more you play, the more you earn. And as you progress through the tiers, unlock exclusive promotions, epic giveaways, and cash back in your account. Make your football season a winning season with MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, only with MyBookie. Remember, MyBookie.ag and promo code Mike O'Mara. No spaces, no apostrophe. MyBookie. Light them up!
Josh, do you have any experience with the dark web? You're an internet guy.
I know. I saw another dark web story this morning, and my thought was, what is the dark web, and why do all these people and nefarious people know how to use the dark web?
Yeah, it's
like,
super
what's the point?
Secret. I think it's not a www thing. It must have a different prefix.
According to Jaguar Wright, Diddy sold one of his freak off tapes on the dark web for $500 million.
Oh, boy.
I don't buy that.
No.
I don't think it's true.
See, again,
hey, hold on. It's time. Hey, everybody, who had Tuesday?
Know how to use the dark web?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, criminals.
Yeah.
Right.
I just said it with, like, criminals. The criminals still.
Well, Mike, it's the criminals. It's the no good nicks out there.
And if I buy something for $500 million, I'm showing everyone.
Absolutely.
Hey, Bo Bridges, have you ever been to one of the freakouts?
Oh, every one of them. Hi, I was on the list.
And while we're talking, was Reba McEntire there?
Hey, Reba, introduce yourself to the fine people.
Hey, everybody, this is Reba McEntire.
Supposedly, there are some major celebrities in the video, including Nicki Minaj, Justin Bieber, Drake, Rihanna. Oh, yeah, all the people. And
James
Chris
Corden.
Brown.
Yeah,
James Corden. Right. She added that it was, quote, a really interesting night in Calabasas. For the record, she didn't accuse any of these stars of doing anything illegal. I think it's crap. Crapola.
There's, yes, I saw an interview that came across my TikTok yesterday of the rapper Lecrae, which is a Christian rapper who's gotten a lot of cred in the outside the Christian world, about him sharing about being at a P. Diddy party and everyone telling him how he has to leave by midnight.
Because that's
like
when
that.
The Gribbleys.
Yeah, and he says he didn't believe him, and he said, well, I'm fine. I'm used to being around stuff. And he came out of the recording studio in the house like 15 minutes before and saw a bunch of men going at it on the couch and realized, oh, it's time for me to leave.
Wow. Mm. Right. And so somebody walking around with all these baskets. You want oil? You want oil? You
right.
You want
just
oil?
Known that this is how it was.
That's a new sounder. What does that mean? Do we taking the 10th caller?
Yeah, someone getting a phone call?
Can you hear the weed whacker?
Yeah, I for a second thought it was the hurricane coming.
No, that was that was a call coming in because I didn't mute my telly.
Oh, okay.
This morning. Let me do that. That's a good idea to young broadcasters.
Hey,
that
that's a good idea.
That's good. That's a good idea. Well, who had his phone on during the show? That's trouble. Now, how about a kinder, gentler story? You want
about
that?
Let's time, do it. Mike, please.
Michael Bublé made his debut as coach on The Voice last night, but he's been offered the gig. At least 15 times over the years, and he's always turned it down. Why? Because, quote, most of the singers are better than me, he says, and I have no place ever judging anyone.
No lie. They're better than him.
I've got what? You don't like Bublé? You're not a fan?
He is a guy that copies style, and you're the one that talks about his lazy singing. He has a lazy consonant in there too. He's just not a technically good singer. I don't think he's that great.
But apparently he finally figured out that coaching isn't the same as judging, because he now says, quote, to get to coach them and live the fantasy of having this career that I've had and then to get to have the fulfillment of helping someone else get that, that's the cool part. Nice thing. Nice guy. Soft story before you insulted him. It was perfectly okay.
Guess he needs to, I wonder if he has a Christmas album coming out.
Rob, not
the only
a fan,
good
Josh.
Thing, the only good yes. thing he ever did was a Saturday Night Live sketch with John Hamm, where John Hamm pressured him to opening a restaurant called Ham and Bubbles, and they sold ham and champagne. And he said, "But my name is pronounced Bublé." He said, "Shut up."
I like that. If you ever wondered what it's like growing up as the kid of a famous musician, Lily Collins, oh, she's lovely. She has given us some insight. She says that she has childhood memories of her dad Phil's music with Genesis. I love Genesis in the day.
In the day,
they were one of my
something.
Old go-tos. But she didn't know they were real until she got older. Listen to this. Here's her quote. Because they were like in my head as I was maybe in the womb. But when I went to the first Genesis concert that I actually remembered as an adult, there were songs that came on that I went, that's a real song? So I buy it if she was around right?
That's very cool.
She thought it was just a melody in her head. It was really weird. Lily says she has too many favorite songs of her dad's, but if she had to pick one, it would probably be In the Air Tonight, which is a lot of people's favorite songs.
Did you did you lose your shine on Phil Collins when he was overplayed in the 80s, or did you always stay a fan?
Yeah, okay. Phil Collins. I could give you the artists that were overplayed. Phil Collins, Lionel Richie.
Hall & Oates, I know you hate.
Hall & Oates overplayed with that. Kenny Rogers overplayed as that. Yeah, all the ones that you know that they overdid, that they overexploited. But they were hit machines, and they were well-produced.
Fun
so
fact,
that's
Mike.
Why. Yes.
Phil Collins was an extra in A Hard Day's Night. In the
Beatles documentary back in the day?
Well, I mean, yeah, the motion picture. He was in the audience.
It wasn't a doc, right? It was a
No,
real
it was
movie.
Made to look like a documentary, but it was just a fun movie. But he was an extra there. So he's been in music a long time.
That's very cool. To-do lists can help you stay on task and get more done. But is it possible that you're already getting too much done? Yeah, I'm feeling overwhelmed. I don't mind telling you. If you are feeling overwhelmed, think about making a to-don't list instead. By the way, all the people going, hey, overwhelmed? You come in just for an hour. Lick my Irish bag. Lick my Irish bag. You weren't up at 5:30 taking the trash out, taking the dogs out. If Carla's going to, I'm doing that for Carla because this morning she asked me to take the trash out and take the dogs out. And I was having a little trouble curating my show prep today.
Yes.
So I had her do it. So if she hears that, that'll piss her off. It was just fun. Yes.
I missed taking the trash out yesterday.
Yes. It's
so now I've got to hold it an extra week.
Oh, that's not fun in Florida.
Yeah. Oh, especially with kids. I can skip with just me and Carrie, but
the rain coming with the hurricane.
Yeah.
I'm going to be finding some random dumpsters later
Absolutely.
Today.
Yeah. Otherwise, you'll have garbage soup. Feeling overwhelmed? Think about making a to-don't list instead. Listen up.
Okay.
To-don't lists are for all the non-essential things we do that suck. I just put suck. That suck up our time.
Oh, okay. This sounds like it might.
That's the sentence I wanted to read. I read the sentence I wanted.
So make a list of everything I want to do.
Right.
And then just title it don't.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, this sounds a little teshy. This article sounds a little teshy.
To-do lists are for the non-essential things we do that suck up our time, or things we do a certain way that might not be so hard if we change them up. A to-don't list might include things like don't overcommit to social engagements, don't offer to do favors for everyone, don't schedule meetings for before 11 a.m., and don't skip lunch just to keep working. Intelligence for your life. I'm Das Tiskish.
Josh, what's for lunch today? I know you never skip lunch.
Ziti. Hey,
Spicy or mild?
Lovely Ziti. Spicy, always spicy. This is sad to me. I was a fan back in the day. Kmart just announced that its last full-sized store in the U.S. is closing next month.
Mike, I have a small video for you, actually, that I think you'll enjoy. This will help you relive the good old days.
Kmart.
There it is.
Kmart is more than any store you have known before.
Lovely.
Kmart.
Look at the parking lot.
You get quality.
Is that snow?
There's snow, and it's AMC Pacer.
And warm and
Kmart.
Does not take
it's
long.
Okay.
Yeah. It was founded by Danny Kaye. Did you know that?
It was not. He's lying. The location of the last Kmart, Bridgehampton, New York, on Long Island. A smaller Kmart in Miami will be the last one operating in the lower 48. They also still have a few left in the U.S. Virgin Islands and Guam. The first Kmart opened in Garden City, Michigan in 1962. And by the early 90s, there were over 2,300 Kmarts across the country. But they went bankrupt in 2002 and merged with Sears.
Boo.
Then they went bankrupt again in 2018. Even the last location in Miami isn't much of a Kmart these days. They recently subleased most of it out to the home furnishing chain At Home. The only part that's still Kmart is a small section that used to be the worst part of Kmart, their garden department.
Oh, man.
Ew.
The smell. Yeah. Don't make the mistake. America, I implore you. Do not make the mistake I made. I went to KKK Mart, and it was a white sale.
Yeah.
And while the deals were great.
Right.
It's just I didn't like the people.
Flags, sheets.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Scissors. That's
and
all they sell in there.
Garden department.
Garden department. Right. Finally, today, a robotics team in South Korea is developing something called a palatrone That is a combination of a pallet and a drone. It can hover at a certain height while safely balancing whatever cargo you put on top, and it doesn't even have to be a basket. It's stable enough that it's more like a table. So a human still has to control it. There's a handle on the front like a normal shopping cart, and you exert a little force to direct it. Sure. If people leave this cart in the middle of the parking lot, it'll run out of batteries, but it will remain stationary until then. These won't be showing up at your local Target anytime soon. They're still in the early testing phase where the carts are only holding about 7 pounds of cargo. That's less than a gallon of milk. So I guess they're not ready quite yet. The developers say they believe this will be the most practical for commercial and industrial use rather than residential. So we don't know. Obviously, this isn't a finished product, so who knows what it may eventually be able to do. For now, though, just get more cashiers at Walmart.
Please.
Because Kmart's closed. Come on,
Hire all the Kmart people.
Absolutely.
Yeah bring them
get
on.
Get them over there.
Yeah.
14 aisles. One man by a man that is ready to jump in the casket. Please.
Mike, no jumping. He'll fall
no jumping
the
for him.
We have
take
a promo here, Mike.
We've got a promo here. Rob just said. We'll be right back.
Another birthday has come and gone, and you still didn't get what you wanted.
Right. And you've got some clothes to wear on the field.
It's enough to make you feel like this.
Wonk, wonk.
But cheer up. Treat yourself to the amazing products at the Mike O'Mara Show store, including golf shirts, hoodies, dog collars, caps, and even T-shirts.
Yeah, I don't like T-shirts.
You'll love these T-shirts that feature the TMOS logo, Bob Spiewak's Water Carnival, the new DGH print, and the Charlie for President tee. All are pre-shrunk 100% cotton and come in a variety of colors that look great on you.
Don't you want to be liked?
You will with your order at MikeOmaraShow.com/store and you keep that comedy flowing. Shop now, look great in Vegas, and you won't be a skibbity.
And you're
well,
not,
I'm definitely
you're not
Norm. Sigma.
You know, I was on the phone
Sigma.
With my dad yesterday. He's yes. looking forward to Vegas, but he will not wear a Bob Spiewak Water Carnival t-shirt.
Oh, that's a shame. It's one of my favorite t-shirts.
I love it.
He'll be signing
them. Yeah.
What's that, Josh?
But he'll be signing that.
Of course he will.
Very exciting. And I love the Stu Engstabilek for President one, too.
Yes.
And I love the golf shirts, too. They haven't arrived yet, though.
Then you need to change your tense, Mike. We
Josh,
will
I'll tell you. I'll tell you a little story. So I see Mike O'Mara with a one of those packages that looks like it's got shirts in it, I get excited and I bring it down and I open it up and there's a ski cap in there and I'm like, and then I look and there's a hoodie in there and it's real small, and then I see a little T-shirt with that wonderful logo you did and that's real small too.
So her stuff arrived before yours.
Yeah.
Mike,
I was
not
like a little
ski
child.
Cap.
I was like a little disappointed child yesterday. What?
It's not a ski cap. It's a hurricane hat.
It's a condom. I am hungry, Rob. I am. Yes, go ahead, Josh.
I thought you were going to say it was your Chinese golf shirts. No. I thought they finally showed up.
No, they.
I
haven't.
Love Chinese golf. That's a great
Chinese
sport.
Golf shirts.
hungry?
I am
are
so,
you?
Yeah. Do you have any suggestions for me for?
Well,
some
I do.
Food
as a matter
stuff?
Of fact, I do, because the problem with hunger is you can satiate yourself quickly and it doesn't last. What you need is protein. Protein in the morning will keep you full and satisfied throughout the day. Some
protein.
Say 20 grams, some say 25 grams. I personally go for 30 grams of protein, and that's what you get with one
Orgain. One of the
Orgain.
Sponsors of the show today, Orgain, which is coming up. I'm very excited about that protein. Yeah, one of those Orgain. Yum, yum.
You have one in your eyebrow there, Bo.
I do. Scrape it out. What suggestions do you have to get more protein, Rob?
Well, you have to drink this Orgain every morning. It is so great. It tastes like a chocolate milkshake. No lie. Keep it in your fridge. Pop it out. Shake it.
We're not doing the commercial now, for real.
That's what I have scheduled.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. You haven't done a commercial after the promo.
Oh, my God, I completely lost my place in the show because I was getting Rob to talk about crunchers.
You.
I'm terribly sorry.
I was just trying to stay on base.
Do you have your Orgain with you?
I had mine. I can get one out of the fridge. Hold on.
No, don't worry. Josh has got one.
I had one this morning already. It's delicious.
I am going to look forward to having mine after the show. Better for you products. Tastes so bad. There's the brand that has cracked the code with their chocolatey goodness, and that is Orgain. We love it. We're loving them as a sponsor for the show. They provide real nutrition that also tastes incredible. I love Orgain. 30 grams of protein, and it's an excellent source of complete protein with all 9 essential amino acids. Its chocolate taste is the best. It gives me energy, provides muscle support, and don't be laughing at me. I'm all discombobulated.
I'm just thinking back to what I was really trying to figure out what you were trying to do.
I was trying to get to the crunchers. I was so ready to do the segue for crunchers, I forgot about our friends at Orgain. Orgain, that gives me energy, provides muscle support and recovery, helps manage hunger, and promotes healthy weight management. Orgain is convenient, real nutrition with only 1 gram of sugar per serving. And no soy ingredients or artificial flavors.
Protein.
30 grams of protein, and it tastes, amazing. Orgain 30-gram protein shakes, available at Costco and Orgain.com. If you want to get in on the delicious protein-packed nutrition today, head to Orgain.com/TMOS and use the code TMOS. That always confuses me.
Just keep putting it in.
Head to Orgain.com/TMOS, and then you immediately say, use the code TMOS. I just told them to use the code TMOS.
It's different. It's different. The best way to do it is to go to our website, click the Orgain icon on the front page. Then when you're checking
out, talking about the copy. Yes.
Head to Orgain.
Head to Orgain.com/TMOS and use the code TMOS.
Correct.
For 20%. What it is, let me read the sentence the way it should be read.
All right.
Head to Orgain.com/TMOS and use the code for 20% off your order. That's what you do. That's what you say.
Well, they don't know what the code is.
Head to Orgain.com/TMOS. That's our code for everything, and then use the code for 20% off your order.
Mike, the reason it's written the way it is because we get credit if people go and visit the link /TMOS. Then we get credit again if they use the code TMOS.
Double credit.
When checking out.
I don't like the way it's written, though. It doesn't make grammatical sense. It's repetitive. There's got to be something separated between that. That's just the way I feel about it.
I have every intention of correcting it.
I have concepts of a plan.
Mike, your golf shirts will arrive today.
Oh, I'm excited.
From China.
Head to Orgain.com/TMOS. Then here's what I want you to do.
Yes.
Use the code TMOS for 20%.
Mike, the golf shirts are here.
Head to Orgain.com/TMOS. And then what should I do?
There's a code offering when you check out, and what you want to do is put in those 4 letters. It's 3 consonants and a vowel.
So they go to Orgain.com/TMOS first, right?
Right.
Then when they're checking out, they use the code again?
Yes.
Okay. So put it in there. So when they check out, use the code TMOS again.
I thought it was in there.
Yeah. That's
no, it's like. Not. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't. You understand it, but our listeners wouldn't understand. I don't know.
I never do this, but let me toss it to the chat. We've got a lot of people in the chat right now. People in the chat, do you understand what the sentence copy says?
Head to Orgain.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for 20% off your order. It's unrewarding to read.
Meaningless.
Remember, that's Orgain.com/TMOS for 20%
This is
off.
So important that I'm leaving this in the commercial-free feed today. People need to know to use the promo code.
Yeah. And there it is again. Make sure you use the promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you. But if they go to the website by saying Orgain.com/TMOS, they'll already know they used our code.
Not getting a lot of support in the chat room, Mike.
Okay, read one to me.
Shannon Fisher says, I think it was beautifully written. Chris Arnold says, I'm blinking twice to confirm understanding. Not Aesop says, almost poetic. And then Brian Mede says, the first TMOS is the legation you go to. The second TMOS is the promo code. And also makes sense. Jeff Ward says, yes, understandable. I think we kind of nailed it on the first time out.
See, Rob, when he gets it, when Rob, Mr. Audio Man, gets his little swagger with his head there. Okay, I get it. Hey, and Aesop, there's a good source for me right there. That dude
someone
who curates the hate, the Michael Mara hate site.
Just, Mike, I'm just saying what they're saying. That's all.
You're saying, yeah, all your people. All your people. Oh, stop flogging me, Rob.
Why are you turning the mic? Don't demean me.
Stop flogging me.
Hey, stop demeaning me.
How about those crunchers?
Oh, Mike, you know what's funny? People and what they eat. If you want protein, you don't want to drink.
I just love being managed by Josh. That makes me laugh. Rob, he's going to go down and he's going to spiral. He's going to spiral.
Get a bucket of water.
Pour the bucket. Do the cruncher story.
Mike, wellness influencers.
It's eating dirt, I heard.
Wellness influencers have said a lot of stupid things online.
Yes.
Like, remember, I think one of them was rubbing an onion on your face, and doctors are saying, don't do that. It's not going to cure acne. It's going to burn your skin.
And it would make your skin worse.
Yes, exactly. Well, TikTok's newest health advice is to go and eat dirt. They're saying that this biodynamic soil, that's what you can buy online, it comes in the form of clay and it helps everything from gut. And I'm sick of hearing about gut health. Everyone talks about gut health.
Isn't that the one where people like they put other people's poop up their butt?
Yes, exactly. And that's a category too, by the way. But also, it's supposed to cure acne. And it's just good for you, Mike. Here's an example.
That's right, Mike.
Say, isn't that that? Yes, it is. And furthermore,
put it right up your pooper. Right now. Right now. I've got it up there right now. I've got my brother Jeff's.
Oh, Bo.
Hey, here's your sample. I'm sorry.
Bo Bridges put it in his eyebrow.
Great fertilizer. Yeah. Fun stuff. All right. So people are eating dirt?
They're eating dirt. Look, this is crazy. That's clay. It looks like carob.
Is it flavored?
No. No, it is not. They're saying that it helps with, as I said, gut health, reducing wrinkles, curing acne. But here's a shock. If you're eating, she's dipping it in water. I suppose that helps. They're saying if you eat dirt, Mike, this will shock you. It could be dangerous.
She gonna take another bite?
Yeah, she is.
That's more like a rock than dirt.
It really does.
Yeah, it's biodynamic.
And she is not having an easy time of it.
No.
Yeah, look at it in her teeth.
That's a huge. Yeah.
Look at her teeth. You can tell she's been eating dirt.
Yeah.
So another dangerous. Big bite. Oh, my God.
A little gag there. Someone asked a nutrition expert about it, and they said, is it a good idea? Probably not. So
probably
check with
not.
Your doctor first. There's no scientific evidence that that it's going to be healthy. And also, don't forget, Mike, dirt has heavy metals like mercury and lead, which are not good for you.
Lady, don't eat that. We got to take another break here. And hey, Rob, it's time for a commercial.
I wonder what it'll be.
Yes, sirree. How about Naked Wines? Hey,
we got to do the picture. At least throw it to Spots.
All right, we got to throw it to Spots. Sorry, I'm just managing my clock today, even though I really don't have to. We can stay here for 6 hours.
All day.
Maybe one day we just will. Maybe we'll just stay here for 6 hours and chop up the show, just like a fine piece of sushi.
Fine piece of dirt.
Did you know Americans pay about twice as much for their wine as the rest of the world? Doesn't that suck? And let me tell you why. Laws that go all the way back to prohibition, back in the day when people couldn't drink, ensure the right of wholesalers to make big margins. That's crazy. So listen up. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines, a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet. Last 2 weeks, we had an anniversary dinner and we had a birthday dinner, both populated with Naked Wines. They were fantastic. Listen to this. They use the independent winemakers, the best ones on the planet, so you get a box of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. Go to nakedwines.com/TMOS and click Enter Voucher in the top right when you get to the website. Then enter TMOS for both the code and the password to get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. That's $100 off and less than $7 per bottle. NakedWines.com/TMOS and use the code and password TMOS.
Perfect.
to grab six bottles for just $39.99. NakedWines.com/TMOS. Code and password. Don't forget, TMOS for $100 off your first six bottles. And cheers, everybody.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
It's important to know, for someone who has done this, and I have personally, ladies and gentlemen, I have walked into a glass door before.
Me too.
But the good news about that, and I may have had an adult beverage or two.
I did it at work. I did it at Podville Media. I had a glass door to my office, and I walked into it. Not
but did you bounce off or go through it?
I went right through it. It shattered into a million pieces.
But here's the thing. When you do this, yes, make sure you don't do it while there's a mini ceremony going on outside. Let's take a look at this. This is not cool.
There's awards for you.
It seemed like a very reverent ceremony, too.
Yeah, it seemed like a good idea
like
at
a
the
wedding
time.
Or something.
Yeah.
There are a number of videos that exist out in internet land that concern a gag reflex. There are a lot of them where somebody can go, ugh,
yeah,
like that.
Here's
and
one right here.
We just watched one.
There it is. Yes. There she is. Look at that. Yum, yum. Dirt. Eat dirt. this young lady has a styrofoam reflex. And this one's pretty intense. Check this out. She's
Does anybody else have like specific sounds that bother them? For me, it's styrofoam.
Oh,
it's styrofoam. Like styrofoam rubbing against each other. All right, I'm gonna try to open this. Oh. I'm so sorry. Okay, here we go.
So
I'm gonna
hot.
Open this. Okay.
Wow, my Uncle Sam used to avoid styrofoam sound, but he never gagged like that. That's crazy.
I bet
she doesn't own any new electronics.
Please let me know if you think I'm putting too many kids on these segments, because I love little kids. I really do.
Just this be careful. That's what Diddy said.
This is the little drama queen here.
Okay.
She is a tiny little drama queen, and she's got a problem. Okay. Check out this wonderful little girl. This is so funny. I love this.
This is going to be hot, okay?
Okay, but I don't care. It's going to work.
Too hot?
No.
She has paint on her face. They're trying to rub it off.
Yeah, she's getting the paint off.
It's not coming off really good. No, please get it off. I'm so sorry. Don't worry, we're supposed to come off. We're supposed to come off, please. Just wait a minute.
She's desperately trying to get the paint off her face. Now she's going to pray.
Why is this happening?
Why did I think about getting my face painted? Oh, she is upset.
Wow.
All right, now the mom is going to take out a little soap.
Okay.
And she's going to wipe the soap on. She was just using it with a hot towel. Now she's using the soap, putting the soap on her face.
Try to get the paint off her face.
Get the towel again after the soap is on her face. And?
Why was I going to go in the bathroom like this? Oh. It's gonna come off. It's coming off. Ooh.
That's great.
That laugh at the end.
That girl's gonna be dramatic about everything.
Because
the mom set up the camera knowing she was
gonna get that reaction.
God forbid you ever serve that child broccoli.
That's for sure. She'll have a total, full-fledged meltdown.
Or styrofoam.
Last week, I believe Rob was talking on the bonus show about his trip to see the Clydesdales.
Yes.
And we did a lot of talk about horsies. And I will tell you that when I saw this tape today, this is just for Rob. This is one, folks, where you're going to have to go back and look at this video. But
right.
Please enjoy my horse video, just for Rob Spiewak.
Oh! Thank you, Mike, for picking this out just for me.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Yeah. Hung.
Is that an Irish horse?
It's no, guaranteed not. No. That'd be one of those little mini horses that they say. You guys know that one of my all-time favorite comedians is Ian Bagg. I love Ian Bagg. I try to get Ian Bagg out to the world. Check out a little stand-up from my all-time favorite, not my all-time, but one of my favorite comedians. Take a look at Ian Bagg, ladies and gentlemen.
37.
Yes.
How's it going? Everything turning out the way you thought it would?
Perfectly.
Perfectly? Married? You married?
Not so much.
All right, that was your friend that just heckled you. That was weird. Is everything good? It's great. It's fantastic. Married? No, she isn't. Are you looking for a man?
Yes.
All right, I got four brothers.
There are four brothers at another
table.
She's
37. It's going to be fantastic. She's a little older than you, but there's going to be snacks in the fridge afterwards. Ma'am, have you ever been with a young guy?
My dad's right there.
Points at her father.
Okay. I'll take that as a yes. Pretty sure the proper answer would have been no. Not my dad's right there, but if Dave wants to meet me near the bathroom.
That's Ian Bagg. Oh, God, I got to go see him live. That's
I like his delivery. Are you looking for a man?
Yeah, looking for a man? How about those four guys over there? Oh, that's your dad? Hey, how are they? That's why I like Ian Bagg. We will be taking a short brief break, break here and come back with more fun and more thrills. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. See, we sing too. Hey, there's a bit of a chill in the air, and that signals that autumn is fast approaching. Heck, it's here. Not in Florida. A hurricane coming. Legacy Box. You can cozy up and watch something special this fall. Your family's home movies. Legacy Box is the simple and safe solution for digitizing all of your family's precious memories. By going to legacybox.com/TMOS, you can enjoy 55% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. The process is simple. Send in your Legacy Box. You fill it with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. Their team professionally digitizes everything by hand right here in the USA, and you're going to get it back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. Legacy Box digitizes over 15 different types of analog media, so whatever it is, they got you covered. After 10 years in business, Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer. They have helped over 1 million families relive their wedding days, baby's first steps, and even taking your kids roller skating. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to get an incredible 55% off. Buy today. Send it in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS. Legacybox.com/TMOS, ladies and gentlemen.
Jerry time.
Mike, Jim Harbaugh. What is your take on Jim Harbaugh? We have a couple NFL tapes here.
I think with me, the whole Harbaugh thing, because they've always been with teams I'm not rooting for.
Right.
I believe the Harbaughs are overdone. You know, I mean, if you know, that's
I'm
just that's me. You're a fan of the Harbaughs because the coach is the Baltimore coach.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Best. Well, Jim Harbaugh is with the Chargers right now, and
John. And Tito is with the Ravens.
Yeah, we just lost Tito Harbaugh. He played bass. So
that's right. We really did lose Tito, though, didn't we?
Yeah,
Tito
we did.
Jackson.
And no, and you know what? I take it back. He played guitar. Jermaine played bass.
Okay,
sorry. But Jim Harbaugh has a weird habit. I didn't know that he spent the offseason living in an RV. I also
down by the river.
I didn't know this.
Gets in full outfit.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is not cute.
Now he's been hitting the cold tub, and he just gets in full outfit. Hat,
no,
belt, shirt still tucked in.
So he goes fully dressed into the cold, the ice cold tub.
No, and he's just sitting there, He's like, "Hey," I'm like, "You're fucking awesome."
No, does he? Yo, Joe, does he have khakis in the damn
belt,
cold tub?
Belt, khakis. No. I'm sorry, coach.
Belt.
Yep.
I'm like,
fully
coach,
dressed.
Do those khakis? They keep a little insulation, keep a little warmth in there.
So that is Joey Bosa who said that. Obviously, a very bright man.
That is a great lineman, though. Man, I mean, he'll sack you. That I will tell you that That's just weird that it's fully clothed, you know, with the belt. That's what's going to.
Well, I don't. Do you think Harbaugh is a guy who wears a fabric belt or a leather belt?
Is this and this is the other Harbaugh, not the Baltimore Harbaugh.
Yeah. Right. Now this is
Chargers
John.
Harbaugh.
He's now with the Chargers. Used to be with Michigan.
Jim is with the Ravens.
Oh, I misspoke. Forgive me.
John is with the Ravens. This is Jim.
Oh, so okay. It was Jim Harbaugh.
You were
okay.
Right.
Which
right,
which Raven? Which team in the NFL is Chico Harbaugh with? Or Zeppo?
He's right, the one ahead. Who plays piano, Mike. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They should be preparing for a hurricane, but they're not.
Yeah.
In fact, they put out a video yesterday that'll just make you feel old. They got some of their rookies to guess what pieces of 90s technology are. And this is funny because Robert, when he was doing work with the Monumental Media and the Capitals, they did something similar to this. But this one really nails it. The first thing they hold up is, can you guess what this is? It's a VHS tape.
Okay.
This is back in the day. And it's like a DVD. VR. DVR.
That's great.
I don't know. That's it. This little DVD thing that you used to put in the what's it called? VCR?
VHS, God, it makes me feel old.
You got it.
Yeah, he did.
I don't know.
Okay, now they're handing them Power Rangers.
Yeah, absolutely a Power Ranger.
Yeah.
2000s baby, and I played with Power Rangers.
See, that's that had legs. The Power Ranger.
CD. Floppy disk.
This is like a regular CD. CD?
I don't know. IBM?
An
8?
Floppy disk. Is that what it is? Is that a floppy disk?
Dang, I would have never gotten that.
He's like 24.
I love football players.
I do too.
I really do.
What are we doing here? That's a floppy disk.
God, I never heard of that.
You know what? I can't
it
get away.
It just makes me
look
old.
At those dudes too. I mean, those dudes—you just crush you like a grape. Absolutely, mad respect for the.
Well, what you do is, if they're going to beat you up, you hand them a floppy disk. You say, "What's this?" And then you run away in the.
And then you run right exactly.
Mike, earlier today you called out Not Aesop, who just donated $10. Over on YouTube.
Oh, thank you, Not
Aesop. Mike O'Mara.
Oh, thank you, Not Aesop. Thank you. That's very sweet. I appreciate that. That's very sweet.
He doesn't like me?
It's not always about you, Rob.
I guess you're
right. Asking for another $10?
Yeah, in a way I was. But let's move on. Mike, it's not a real big story if there is some sort of mishap at a rodeo. You know, when the wild animals...
Is this the one where they escaped?
Yes, it's 8 of them, and here's the thing
This was
funny.
Big story down here. They had this on every local
but
news station down here.
The thing that's so great is the rodeo was in Boston.
Story out of North Attleboro right now.
Hey, look at that buffalo there.
The
bull.
On that video, a bunch of them got on the loose over the weekend. They were spotted running through town. These videos are just amazing. Officials were able to wrangle up most of them, but one is still
They
on
got
the
last
right
one this
now.
Morning.
Right,
with that's
got
to be a record.
Well, you know what happened is I was down at Duncan, and I saw this bull run by, and I said, I've never seen
Duncan
like that in Attleboro.
I love Duncan, and I'm Casey Affleck, and I'm smoking my cigarette outside. There you go. Fantastic. Starica. Watch out for the Starica. Yeah.
Mike, you are not a cat person. I am
Hold
not
on. Josh
person.
Wanted to say something.
Oh,
I can
Josh?
Tell. I can recognize Josh's
No, I was just
looking
that Not Aesop has responded to Rob and sent $1 for Rob.
Nice.
Funny. We're going to be doing more fun like this on the Naked Greed Money Grubbing Radiothon.
Cocktail hour.
Cocktail hour. Thank you.
Yeah, we can't do that until we catch that last bull there. I mean,
yeah, that bull's in somebody's backyard. I think that might be in somebody's backyard just running around all over the place. I don't understand. If it gets down to the habit, we are screwed. We are officially screwed.
I was up this morning eating a Pop-Tart.
You win. Pop-Tart. Hey, you know what? You know what's worse than a bull running down the street, Robbie?
What?
A bull fatty.
Oh, my God. You ever smell a bull fat?
That used to be my rock and roll name. I had a band called Bullfats.
I went out of town to a fam, and I heard a Bullfat.
Fam?
To a fam.
All right, we're done.
Okay, last one, Mike. I know you don't like cats as much as dogs, neither do I, and I can't understand it. Look how pleasant this cat is that's getting bathed.
Cat. Oh my God. What's the matter with his mouth?
He got bit by a bull.
All right, hold on. Bit him. You got to play that back. You got to play, and I'll tell you why. At one point,
from the beginning,
he has
right?
like a he has like an AI mouth. The guy,
the
not
cat,
the cat
or the guy,
the guy that's reaching. His mouth gets all stretchy and weird. It looks like it was computer generated.
Hold
check
on,
it out.
See.
I'll tell you
this
why.
Is from the beginning. All right, let's see.
I don't mind. It's a cat going out of its mind. Great tabby. Oh, man. All right, here, right here. Ready? No.
Okay.
No. All right. No, keep going. There.
Oh, it's just a bend in the tape there.
Yeah,
you
just
see
some
the walls messed up too.
Well, yeah, he put something on it with that teardrop.
Yeah.
That teardrop's not real either.
So that's okay. That's just the way. And then the cat had to say. So you never.
She's still chewing. She'll be chewing like until tomorrow. She'll be chewing till tomorrow's show.
Rob, I got a new TikTok for you to do.
Oh, you got a new TikTok. Yes,
yeah,
very
go
good.
Go eat dirt.
Yeah. You know, in elementary school, that's like an insult. Hey, you, go eat dirt. Well, go eat dead.
Heavy metals. Anyway, we want to thank Mike from Mike's Weather Page for the hurricane info. If you are in the state of Florida, keep your eyes open and make a plan if it's coming near you. I'll be doing that down here, and I'm not even in the cone of death. So that's
now. If
we got
the rain hits pretty hard, will you eat mud?
I will eat mud because the mud
not by choice.
You can say anything on the internet. The mud, filters out the heavy metals
that you
can
you
eat. That you can eat. We'll see you tomorrow for Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak. Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Pop tart.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Beep-a-boop-boop, beep-a-doop-boop-a, beep-a-doop-boop-boop, beep-a-doop-boop-boop.